Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened flat this morning at 19,784 on turnover of 5.5 billion NT. The market closed lower on Wednesday as early gains lost momentum amid investor caution ahead of the conclusion of the U.S. Federal Reserve's two-day policymaking meeting. Selling emerged as the TIEX closed in on the 20,000-point mark, which took a toll on large-cap semiconductor stocks as investors opted to pocket gains from recent sessions to push down the broader market to negative territory. Foreign Minister Joseph Wu says Taiwan's projects in Haiti are continuing as normal, and there are no signs that unrest in Port-au-Prince will affect bilateral relations. According to Wu, diplomatic cooperation with Haiti also appears to be solid, as political leaders there will likely take charge following the establishment of a transitional council, and all are in close contact with Taiwan. Speaking at a legislative hearing, the foreign minister told lawmakers that his office has evacuation contingencies ready and rehearsed, but there is currently no need to withdraw Taiwan nationals from the country. The central bank has released commemorative coins to celebrate the upcoming May 20th inauguration of President-elect Lai Ching-te and Vice President-elect Xiaobi Kim. The coin features images of Lai and Xiao on one side and the insignia of the presidential office on the other. The gold coin costs 72,000 NT, while the silver version is priced at 1,800 NT. However, only 10,000 gold coins and 50,000 silver coins are being made available. According to the central bank, the images embossed on the coins are based on photographs provided by the offices of the incoming president and vice president. Opposition lawmakers in Japan are calling for ruling LDP members to give sworn testimony before parliament over allegations of skimming from fundraising proceeds. Senior LDP members are accused of failing to report more than $4 million of ticket sales to fundraising events. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
The opposition says a voluntary testimony given by Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and other lawmakers in a committee hearing failed to provide clear answers, accusing them of being defensive and repeatedly making statements that failed to clarify what happened. The Constitutional Democrats and Communist Party, amongst others, are now calling for six current and former LDP members to appear before the Diet to explain, including former Policy Chief Hakubun Shiomura, former Industry Minister Yasutoshi Nishimura, and former Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno, all of whom were members of the powerful Abe faction of the party which is embroiled in the scandal. The Prime Minister has apologized for the scandal and says he'll look to punish those responsible. He says he's weighing the opposition's demands. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
And finally, UN agencies have warned that waste from electronics is piling up worldwide, while recycling rates remain low and are likely to fall even further. The agencies are referring to e-waste, which is defined as discarded devices with a plug or battery, including cell phones, e-cigarettes, laptop computers, and solar panels. It does not include waste from electronic vehicles. In a new report released on Wednesday, the UN's International Telecommunications Union and research arm UNITAR said nearly 62 million tons of e-waste was generated in 2022, They said some contained hazardous elements like mercury, as well as rare earth metals coveted by tech companies. And they say it's on track to reach 82 million tons by 2030. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.